If I told you once, I told you twice. You can see it in my eyes. I'm all cried out. There's nothing to. Ooh, I forgot how to do
Girl,
it. Anything I wanted
that's
to
your voice
be,
because
if you could only see.
the
Your
city song.
heart belongs to me. I love you so much. I'm yearning for your touch. Come and set me free. Forever yours, I'll be. Baby, won't you come and take this pain away? Hey.
All right, girl, of all the songs, I know that song was in your spirit though, but it's ironic that it's a Diddy song this week, because whoo, girl, that's a mess. Oh, did somebody just give you a compliment, Rasan?
Say what now?
Somebody just gave you a compliment.
What'd you say?
Somebody just gave you a compliment.
Somebody just gave me a pain pill. Okay.
Okay, work. Hey. So yeah,
hey.
I don't know if you're aware, Brian, but Rasan is still on the heel and come up. He had foot surgery, so but he is posted at the house.
I mean, the thing is, you know, actually something crazy happened today. Really crazy. I went to my podiatrist appointment this morning, and he said that, guess what? You can put weight on the other foot again. And I said, oh. And my first time walking, it was like Bambi, slippery and everything.
Was it really
I
like
was
that, like
raggedy.
on the movies?
Right now, I'm walking slower than I usually am, but I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna put full throttle weight on this leg yet. Like going upstairs, you know, I'm going upstairs. It's like weird. I'm using my right foot only, like step by step, only with the right foot. If that makes sense.
And you're holding on to the railing and keeping the other leg elevated.
Yeah.
Okay.
But but I am glad to be walking. I've
Okay.
missed it. It's been nice.
Now we
Okay,
gotta
y'all
get
hoes will
popping
see
and
me
doing it.
by summer. By the time summer hits, y'all hoes ain't ready.
We finna be dipping, popping, and doing it this summer.
Dipping and doing it and drinking.
Period. Get the
That's on
costume ready for you.
Get the passard ready.
Yes. So we do have a special guest this week, and welcome to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my. I am Clifton, and this week I am Candace Bassett's Cryangle. And who are you this week, Rasan?
This is Rasan the Libra, and I am the acrylic nail that was apparently put hands on Deborah.
And we have a special guest all the way from Florida. It's Brian.
Hey.
Who are
this
you
is
this
Brian.
Week, Brian?
Who am I? Can this be like any, I haven't prepared. Could this be like any housewife or Bravo?
Anything that you feel on your spirit.
Okay.
Anything.
All right. I'm just because I'm new at this, I'm going to throw it back a few seasons. I will be Aviva Drescher's prosthetic leg that's thrown across. I can't. I mean, I probably would have kind of like dabbled it down, but that's like the only thing I could think of in terms of an actual object in the housewives world.
So, Rasan, this is the Brian that I spent time with in Florida in January. Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I met Brian last year
in Florida. Let's go.
It was just a random thing. He saw me on Grindr, said hey, and I said hey. We met up and we just clicked. And the funny thing is, what were you wearing when I met you?
Well, what were you wearing or what was I wearing?
What were you wearing? What was
okay.
the you were wearing?
Okay.
That
so
I clocked
you
and I saw you.
I was wearing an Erica Jane tank top because Erica Jane Girardi is my favorite housewife. Pretty top tier for me. And I know probably a lot of her are like, oh, no, I really don't care for her. She is mine though. But yes, I know you're, I could see some, No, yeah, I wore an Erika Jayne tank top at a nightclub, and he's just like, oh my God, I have a podcast all about Housewives. And I was like, there I am, literally, just threw it on.
I just love Rasan's face.
Yeah, I saw his face too.
Did I make a face?
Huh?
Did I make a face?
Yes, you did. It's okay.
I don't make faces, Clifton Charles.
You're speaking your truth.
Yeah, that's okay.
Truth is you don't like her. That's okay.
That's your preference and everything like that. I've met Erica in 2019. I saw her live. I just love her. I just adore her. And I had a tank top on her, and it was quite the icebreaker conversation.
Yeah. You know what? Then a good icebreaker conversation now, because it's only got one show. We kind of have a little wiggle room. Rasan, who is a housewife that you like that not a lot of people really fuck with?
At the moment, it would be Mia.
Okay.
She's a queen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's awesome.
Okay. It would always also be Karen Sierra, who is a one and done. It would probably be Shannon Bedore.
Oh,
Shannon. I'm not like a fan of hers. I'm not a fan, but I have a soft spot for her because I understand.
White auntie.
Yeah.
I understand being a hysterical person and neurotic, and all of a sudden a bunch of shit just keeps piling on top of you, and it's just negativity everywhere, and you don't know how to handle it, and you're trying to break out and breathe a little bit, but she can't catch a break. So I'm rooting for her.
I really want Shannon to. I just want her to win. Like, I want her, and winning doesn't necessarily mean like having a man or anything like that, though. I just want her to find some happiness and peace and love on those daughters and just be successful. Like, you know, she just had like a really shitty year, but you know, the tables always turn, and her little husband, her little ex-husband,
Bobby,
got a DUI, so.
Yeah.
I would say for me, the housewife that I like, that a lot of people don't like, or it's a little like, I really enjoy Carlton. And I want her to come back because I want her to fucking shift Kyle's wig.
I would love that.
Little hex on it, you know, a little hocus pocus on that motherfucker.
I love that.
Yeah.
And one that I will always root for that I want to win, even though I know she will never come back to Bravo, Katie. Katie from Potomac. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are my choices. So let's get into the tea of this week. Lord Jesus. So we were talking about Orange County. Ex-husband John done got a DUI. And it's crazy because I remember when she had her situation, he had stuff to say about her. And it's always, you know, that's why I always say, I know that we talk about these people because they're on television, but it's different when you actually know the people. Because when you actually know the people, it's like, should you be talking that much shit when you just two steps away from getting one yourself? Because as Rasan pointed out earlier today, the picture that they posted on Page Six, they were both out blasted on the streets, drunk as shit. It was like an old picture.
She had pepper in the tea. Whole cacio de pepe in her mouth, in the teeth.
Girl, because you know she was drunk off them damn, off that damn tequila.
And doesn't she usually say Grey Goose on the rocks with a bunch of lime? No, Tito's on the rocks, a bunch of lime.
There you go. You know what? If someone had, like if they had, you know how restaurants play sports? If there was like a gay restaurant that played Housewives and they had like all the drink orders that the Housewives get, the gay
night. I'd be there every night. Just a gay bar that just has reality TV all the time. And like, but oh yeah.
That's how they could revamp Sizzler.
Bitch, that would actually be lit though. Like a Sizzler style restaurant with reality TV on. And yeah. And tells, I'll be there.
I'd be there. I would work there. That would be like easy money for me.
Okay. So we talked about him, and then speaking of Orange County, so two teas in a pod, we're talking about Potomac, and you know, this week we got the news that Candace and allegedly Robin. Now, Candace was officially reported by People magazine. My rule with gossip is if it's in People magazine, it's legit. True, yeah. But this Robin thing, I'm still kind of like, I don't want to get too excited because I'm still kind of like, it was posted by the Jasmine brand.
Excited about what? Excited about what? Excited about what?
Oh, that's right. I forgot that you're a Robin stan.
You know, don't come on here and shit on the La Robins, which that's what we're not going to do, okay? The La Robins that do exist, okay? Don't play games.
But girl, she by putting her divorce information behind a paywall on Patreon. That's where she fucked up.
Let me tell you something. I sat here and I let you build up Teresa and Erica and all them hoes, and I didn't say nothing. Okay.
Okay.
But you know, you're gonna play on Robin the Dixon. Okay.
No, I'll let
Robin. I would like to virtually pour out some Ciroc for Robin because she likes a half filled bottle of Ciroc to bring to a party. And really? Also because. In other places, it might have been used to do some other things by someone who used to be affiliated with Ciroc, but that's a different story.
Oh, girl. Ciroc? You know, it's funny. This is how I knew, speaking of Diddy, this is all I'm going to give him because this ain't a Diddy podcast, but this is how I knew that shit was going to hit the fan because Ciroc actually dropped Diddy back in like December. He ain't on that shit no more. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, the chickens are finna come home. And lo and behold, they're home.
Yeah. You can Ciroc is trash, okay? Ciroc is nothing but Robitussin in a big bottle.
I have two bottles of it sitting over here. It's like eyeing me more while I'm recording this. What's funny is I did watch that, Ed. That commercial thought back to me with Diddy on like the rooftop with like all those other celebrities and they're in Vegas and ex Atlanta housewife and America's Next Top Model winner Ava is in the commercial too. Do you guys remember that?
I remember that commercial. That was one of her things that she got after she won.
Now you putting something on it, Ava. Ava.
Yeah, I have four bottles of Ciroc that are just like staring at me right now going, they just talked about you.
What flavor is it?
Well, my roommate drinks most of it. So they're Limonada, Original Vodka, Apple, and Mango.
What is Limonada?
What is Limonada? Illuminati?
This is
Lemonade.
It's Lemonade? Limonada? Yeah. I don't know. Every time there's a Ciroc that comes out, my roommate back over there is like roadrunner to the liquor store. We got to get it.
Let me tell you something. There was a Ciroc flavor. I think it was Summer Breeze or something like that. Summer Chill, something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of flavor it's supposed to be, but all of a sudden it was like $4 at Ralph's. And my mom bought a bunch of bottles in bulk and she like gave each of us one.
Not a day.
Like Robitussin in a glass bottle.
Okay. Not a Ciroc stand part on that end.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so pour some out for Robin. How do we feel about these announcements? Like, I don't I don't believe the Jasmine Brand one about Robin because I don't know. I'm going to have to wait on that, though. But how do y'all feel about these announcements?
Candace had her time. Like, I don't get me wrong. I think Candace was entertaining. But I think I have to really kind of be attached to a housewife before I'm like really, really like upset that they're leaving. But Candace and Robin, I enjoy them. But at the same time, I look forward to seeing new people on the show. I like when there's kind of a rotation. And Potomac needed a little bit of a switch up, not a major shakeup, but a little bit of a switch up just to kind of get some new people in there. But Candace had her moments. Like, she's got great one-liners. If she came by here, I would go see her live. But also at the same time, I don't know. I don't know what prompted that, of whether...
What's the most you would pay?
Wanting to film it with Giselle or...
What is the most you would pay?
For Candace?
Yes.
$65.
$3 over here.
Huh?
A good $2.99 for me.
$2.99.
Yeah, okay. So you'll pay more to see Countess Luann than to see Candace?
I would.
Who said I paid? Who said I paid for that?
You paid? You saw Countess Luann.
I did. Who said I paid, though?
How much did your friend pay to see Countess Luann?
The tickets were $90.
$90. Yeah.
Well, listen, here's at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I would rather see someone who is kind of in on the joke, who's a hot mess, and that I can laugh at, than see someone who's on tune with an attitude and snooty. And she might be nice to her crowd at the concerts, that I'm sure she's lovely, but I'd just be sitting there like, huh. She's a rude bitch. She ain't for me. And I'm glad she's leaving. I am glad. I'd rather have Dorothy on.
And if they had an Ultimate Girls trip with just mamas.
Dorothy, Joyce.
Mama Joyce. Well, if Mama Elsa was still alive, she'd be
wonderful. Oh, man. Mama Elsa would be a key on that.
Well, she had her own like little web series spinoff show. I remember that.
I remember that too. Oh God, but Dorothy is a mess. But
there's gotta be another
Monique's mess. Husband's wife, Monique's husband's mother.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, Christopher's mom. Yeah, I'm trying to think of
Mama.
Whose other mother's like crazy? I'm trying to think of like somebody else
from Texas, from Dallas.
The Mama D, we can say all the Mama D's.
Oh, Deandra's mom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look like Tammy Faye.
Remember Lydia's mom from OC?
Oh my God.
Bronwyn's mom, the one that was like the queen of Burning Man. Put them in there too.
Mess. No, I think Candace really she was there for season 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5 seasons. She had a cute run. You're able to get a record deal out of it. You perform in places and you're acting on Lifetime and BET and Tubi. So you know, hey. you managed to take something out of it. Robin got the hats. Poor Juan is going to have to find something to do or give Robin a hobby because he's going to have to spend more time with his wife now.
Robin's about to do her little, whatever that is, skincare.
Oh, that's thing. Right. That's right. And honestly, Robin still got the podcast with Giselle, so it's not like we're not going to see her again. And I have a feeling that if it is true, which honestly, to me, I don't think it's true.
That podcast is going to go off the air if Robin's not coming back because Giselle ain't traveling to Days Inn. Okay?
I feel like Robin will pop in, though, as a friend of. Like, I feel like next season of Potomac, someone's going to throw a party and then Giselle's going to be like, look who I brought.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like she'll be like kind of like a surprise, like when remember when we all thought we were safe when Kenya took time off away from Atlanta and then she came back to that party pregnant, and then Nene was just like, I feel like that's what's gonna happen.
Would she call her a hippo?
She'll be a surprise guest.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo. Yeah. So I feel like Robin will be a surprise guest at a season finale party. And it'll just keep closing in, going like, who's that at the door?
You heard it first. Speaking of, you heard it first, that quote from Caroline. Was it you that posted on Twitter saying that they feel like Candace did not bow out? Candace actually got fired because of the she doesn't want a light skin baby comments on the radio show. And then they said that I bet you that her and Chris gonna get a divorce off camera.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Did you retweet that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Never.
When I see random takes like that on Twitter, you know, I might like it, but I don't retweet or comment because I don't have time for them crazy hoes to come over there and start talking on my page.
Girl. Last week.
You know, that wasn't that bad. It was 30 people. Damn it. Okay? 30. Talking about bitches fighting at the club. Okay? It's fine.
It was still more than what you usually get.
I mean, I guess people were paying attention that day.
I guess so.
Titties on the timeline will wake you up.
Oh, God, my nose. Excuse me. Cocaine.
There you go.
Cocaine.
And another.
Excuse me. So anyways, I feel like to move Potomac forward, Wendy and Giselle, y'all gonna have to work this shit out. Figure out something, because when Andy Cohen I saw a preview of the union, and Andy Cohen literally said this was not an enjoyable season to watch. And I was like, damn. Because, you know, usually Andy will always try to like gas up a show or try to like turn shit into something sweet, but that was the first time I heard
Andy. He's a liar. Beverly Hills wasn't an enjoyable season to watch, but he didn't say nothing.
I would say if I had to choose which one was worse to watch between Beverly Hills and Potomac this current season, Potomac was harder to watch. And the reason why is because, like, there's a difference between having conflict with your co-stars and then just not want to fuck with them at all.
Yeah.
And the whole not want to fuck with them at all thing, it's bleeding to being visible on camera, and it makes the show not fun.
Candace was already 1 foot out the door this past season.
Definitely.
So this
season. She was checked out.
Yeah. But do you think that now with Candace being gone, who do you still think that Giselle and Wendy could be together? Because a lot of that is like what I find with like Housewives is like when you kind of like a dynamic duo of like, we're going to stick together, but then one leaves, one gets taken into the group. With Lisa Rinna and Erica, they kind of like ousted them out. But then when Rinna left, Erica was a little bit more, you know, she made up with Sutton and she even got along with Kathy Hilton, at least at the reunion. But I just don't know if sometimes it's that one person in their ear. And Candace, I feel like Candace would have been an instigator telling Wendy, she's talking all this stuff and everything like that. Not to say that she isn't, but I feel like Wendy would be, out of the two, more receptive to making up with Giselle than Candace would.
And then also, you got rid of, if Robin is gone, then that kind of leaves more wiggle room for them both to try to work it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think in Wendy's case, she would make up with Ashford and Simpson, aka NECA. before she goes to Giselle?
Honestly,
I feel like she'd make up with NECA more before than Giselle.
NECA and Whitney, if they got it together and did it right, that would be actually a good duo. If they got it together and got it right. You know, NECA kind of warmed up on me towards the end. I did not like her at the beginning, but she kind of warmed up on me and towards the end. She's not my favorite.
She proved it. She's out in the masturbation room at the center, the clinic.
Girl. Ironically enough, I was watching old Atlanta season 7 when Todd was at the fraternity clinic with Dr. Jackie and Candy, and they had to go in the room and do that. But like, they weren't so strict as the doctor with NECA, talking about no saliva, no lotion. Jackie wasn't saying all that to Todd.
Well,
Jackie was probably saying, make it nasty.
Yeah, Jackie is well aware of bedroom candy and probably has like gift cards to you.
Okay, I'll let you suck his dick in my hospital.
Every time I think of Candy talking about sex, I always think of when she's like, I think it was season 3. I put sugar around it and it makes it sticky. Every time I think of that.
And then I hear Nene said, I don't want a ding-a-ling or a
was that the same episode of figuring out Phaedra's due date? Was that the same?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the same table conversation. Yeah. Ugh. Iconic, really.
Good times.
Good times. Good times.
We used to have nice things.
We really did. How can we... So... this finale episode, we'll just get into it. So it starts off, of course, they don't show us the fight. We just hear the rumblings of the tussle, because clearly we could just go on Twitter and see the damn fight. I didn't know it was that bad to where homegirl got busted open.
Kiara, yeah. Also, I don't know why I really would think that powering a camera back on would be super instant, but they didn't even, I think it was like just like too late for them. But
well, when they sat down, like those are not like iPhones. Those are like,
actual filming equipment. But I was just like, you know, I'm surprised. I think like nobody got anything of it. Well, they kind of did, but.
But I think too, they probably just didn't want to show it because of all the backlash they got for showing the Monique and Candace fight.
Yeah, that was...
all the day, you're making black women look bad. Da-da-da. Meanwhile, them same people watching Baddies every damn Sunday. Make it make sense, America.
Why wasn't Ashley on the maybe being fired list?
Yeah.
She needs to go. Like, if we're going to get rid of Candace, get rid of Ashley too. Because Ashley, bitch, you knew exactly what the fuck you were doing by bringing Deborah to the party. The audio and the microphones clocked your ass. You purposely brought this lady around to start some shit.
Yeah. 100%.
Now, I, listening to the T's on the pod, the T, whatever the names are, Theodora and Tamara. They had NECA on there, and I listened to that interview.
Today's episode? I didn't listen to it.
It was, I think, Tuesday, something like that. And NECA said that Ashley, they asked NECA about Ashley saying, are the cameras down? Because it sounded, you know, suspicious. And Ashley said that she asked if the cameras were down because she wanted to put on some real music instead of that bullshit music that kids about to have on the episodes. That's like
they can't play real music because of copyright.
Yes. Because she wanted to put on some real cuts, some real jams, okay? Put on that Cowboy Carter right quick. But I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
I, but, you know, One thing I will say, listen, Candace, while her confessional reads are good, you know, she's herself socially. Because you know what? What do you expect when you say, the help is talking to me? Okay, get the help away from me. Get Big Bird away from me.
Yeah.
I understand it's funny and all that. I love it. It's hilarious. But if I'm drunk somewhere and I'm being called the help and I'm being called Big Bird or Sesame Street, I'm sorry, Clifton's Big Bird. She's not Big Bird. Deborah's Sesame Street.
Yeah, I've been called Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster, that's whatever her name is. Okay, if I'm being called Sesame Street and the help, you know, we're going to talk. And the liquor, that little Ciroc is probably in my system. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be talking loud and hands in the face. And I know Candace had the hands in the face, braids swinging across the room.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she was with it. Not going to do nothing. Okay. About to have half of that head looking at that, like that tumbleweed from after Monique got her together. Okay. Monique tapped that ass.
She did. She won that fight. And then she came back out and goes to a reunion, brings a whole ass binder and won that fight too. I remember that.
I'm glad you're bindering. What's your binder?
You're bindering. I'm glad you're bindering.
Oh my gosh.
Giselle's an asshole.
Giselle is. Now, do you think that, where does this leave Giselle to go to?
That's the best part about this whole thing is I want to see Giselle fend for herself. I kind of want to see Giselle be her own person and not be part of the Green Eye Bandits, is what they like to call it. I like when I enjoy it when I see, you know, groups of housewives break up, like, and then them being that their own person, whether the other person's not on the show anymore, or they don't have, or they got into a fight. It really shows them who they are. So
Giselle's gonna actually have to participate.
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean like the real cast, not going over to Charisse's house every scene, not having the two remaining daughters that aren't in college in every scene. Okay.
Yeah.
Interact with these other heifers that are on the main full time cast. Okay. And act right. Speak. Right. Do something. Okay. Instead of having an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Funky bitch.
Just don't like bitches that want everybody to fucking share their business but don't want to share theirs.
Kyle Richards,
your favorite. You need to be honest.
Oh, I like Kyle, but you know, I think you and I've discussed before, a lot of them are just
like that bitch. Not like that lady.
You don't?
I just want to keep playing that Quad and Lisa video. What about your lesbian relationship, bitch?
Lisa?
What about these photos? The little wannabe photos that they had at the reveal party.
Oh yeah.
Robbins was good.
I think Robin did a lot, Mariah Carey. I think Karen
Robin's looked a hater. Robin's looked the best. It reminded me of it was like a mix of Top Model and then when Kenya Moore threw that Hollywood party and then sorry, Portia, you didn't dress as Halle Berry from BAPS. We don't accept Kendrick here. I think Mariah had the best. Not Mariah. Oh my gosh, wrong way, way up. Robin had the best photo of Mariah.
Yeah, Giselle looked the best.
yeah, Giselle did not do Beyonce justice.
No. Giselle looked like Vanessa Williams went to Party City and dressed up as Beyonce.
Kim Zolciak wig.
Girl. And then I don't know how Mia was going to be Pam Grier. Mia just like Mia.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know where they got Pam Grier, but for her, but
yeah.
At first when they gave Wendy Cheryl Lee Ralph, I was like, huh? But then when I saw the pictures, I was like, okay, I see it.
I yeah. see it, yeah.
Yeah, I see it too.
This is Diana Ross. I mean, it was a cute picture, but it didn't give me Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Who was Diana Ross?
Candace.
Yeah, she was. It was not memorable. Forgot she was even Diana Ross in the first part. Like Candace. She would have been better off. She would have been better off as Miss Cleo.
Oh.
Candace can go to hell. Okay.
I love it.
Welcome to our show.
Oh, this is like awesome. I'm so excited.
Speaking of tacky, you know, the other day I was reading and I had a panic attack because I actually thought, oh my God, it's Mother's Day this weekend? Because Miss Karen, you know, I unfortunately have to get into your ass because really you should have kept this because this was trash. Her statement after her DUI, where she said, last night I met a girlfriend for dinner. We talked and brought up some very emotional and sensitive topics. I was crying on my way home and saw a car heading right for me. I swerved to avoid the head-on collision, hit the divider, and then blah, 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 blah. May this be a reminder to all to use the seatbelts. My mother, blah, 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 blah. Where's the Mother's Day part? Where the fuck is Mother's Day part?
Basically,
she said, Mother's she Day basically said, up. Mother's Day coming up. Like it's coming up this weekend. Okay, Mother's Day is in the whole last May.
We still got like a month of some change.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easter is this weekend.
Okay, but this is Mother's Day in Austria. What you talking about? Senegal, Mother's Day?
Just own it, Karen. Own that. But what I don't understand is, and this goes for all famous people, rich people, why the fuck are you driving if you know you're going to be drinking?
I know. That just...
You make enough money to get an Uber Black.
Now,
more than
in my case, I had $12 in my pocket, and that money was supposed to be for the drinks only. So I had no money to do no... And there was no Uber when I got my DUI.
Well, girl, you got yours in what, 2008, 9?
Yes, 8.
Yeah. That was back when we had to fucking call the damn taxi, girl. Or getting
I didn't have no money for no taxi.
Those musty-ass taxis that used to hang out in front of the club.
Smell like cigarette and enchiladas.
And feet, oh, God.
And like reeky cologne, too.
Smell and like juice. They want to be charging you fucking like $30, $40 just to go like 4 miles.
You go across the street, it'll be $33. I say, yeah. What?
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
But Karen, you know, after my DUI, I had nothing but excuses. I was, what, 34 and stupid? Okay, so, or I'm sorry, 24 and stupid.
I was going to say, you weren't no damn 34.
Let's see. 24 and dumb, but... Yeah, now I'm just like, I own it. I was an idiot. And here I am. Nobody got hurt, thank God. I did not get hurt, thank God. I was dumb. Oh, well, what we going to do? What am I supposed to do? Do a parade?
Thank what you want? God, nobody got hurt.
Now. Shit. In a different world, if I were as trash as most of these celebrities, I would have said, well, they should have gotten out of my way then.
Oh, Karen, 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 Karen.
Yeah.
What do you think about Mia revelation about the boyfriend and how she just like owned it, and then he said that the kids saw the man too and shit. I was like, oh shit.
I loved it because she put everything out on the table. Mia went from, I don't know how I feel about this girl, to quickly being my favorite in Potomac. And she's just everything I want in a housewife. She's entertaining as hell. And I love it.
Honestly, do you like Lisa Barlow? Are you a Barlow fan?
Me?
Yes. If I were pointing over there, I'd be pointing at Clifton. This is you.
Not really.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. No, she's Rahsaan, my favorite in Salt Lake City is Meredith. I like Meredith.
Rahsaan has this thing of he thinks that all white gays like Lisa Barlow.
They do.
No, I know a couple of white gays.
I don't hate her, but I definitely, I can't stand the way she talks. I think she talks like a 7-year-old. But I do
Monica,
like
Monica.
Meredith Marks is my girl.
The rumors? Okay.
The rumors, the nastiness?
Is Meredith Marks your girl because of her son?
No, I could. No, Meredith Marks is my girl because of
Little Peppermint Patty.
The 7 different accents she has. I love the way she. I like when she disengages herself. I just love her vocabulary. I love it. The "you can leave" that is actually on a sweatshirt that you can get on BravoShop.com, shopbybravo.com, and God, I just want to wear it every day because
surely for $60 we can go on down to the liquor store and make one for $3.
$3. I would wear Meredith Marks before I would wear She by Sheree or Sheen by
$300 for a motherfucking basic ass hoodie that says She on it.
Well, Clifton, I was about to text you because I while watching Potomac went on Giselle and Ashley's, and this $32 tank top they're selling, and they only had like 5 things on their website.
But $32 is a lot better than
that. Cash gonna be $83 because mm-hmm. it's coming straight from Indonesia. Okay. Mm-hmm.
A fashion show with no fashion.
How dreadful.
Favorite line. Yeah.
I think that am I missing something? Is his name Ink? What the hell is his name?
Ink, but then so allegedly he is her son's father. But then Borden was raising the son as if it was his own.
Who's more attractive, Ink or Gordon?
Now, girl, you know damn well.
Who you like Jabba, you like Ja Rule.
I'll go with Ja Rule. But the part that I want Mia to get away from him, because I high key feel like he's very emotionally abusive. Like the part where she was talking about how she was trying to leave and he like took her phone and locked her in a room, and then when she was gonna file for divorce, he emptied the bank account and shit. Like that's some like those are like some big giant 6 feet tall red flags right there. Like I don't know. And like, if I find out that he laid a finger on that lady, it's a wrap. Because like, you just don't do shit like that to somebody. If that's somebody you love, like, you don't do stuff like that.
Yeah, no.
And, you know.
One of the reasons why.
Oh, go ahead, baby.
Hey, baby. one of the reasons why I actually truly do stand on liking Mia is because I feel like she's in on it. I think that she, I'm sure she's very aware that we all think she's a gold digger, or know she's a gold digger. Okay.
And
she don't care. She's like, well, I'm gonna get this money because what are you broke bitches doing?
Yeah,
you know what? What is my broke ass doing? I need to scam somebody like immediately.
Good for her. I love it.
Love don't pay the bills.
Okay.
And every housewife that I can think of has gone through it or you know, is going through it or is about to go through it. They're aside, I mean, I'm really going through every housewife city in my mind, and
there's every only housewife like city has very, had a
very, 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 very few people that are still married to each other. I think the only one I can think of right now is Lisa Vanderpump and Ken. But
dude, she's been off of the show for about a good 5 or 6 years.
Right, but she's also got other shows too. But also, yeah. they're in business together. But also, they met a lot. Lisa was, you know, older than her castmates and everything, and she met, that was like, you know, they met like long time ago. So I think they're like ones that I'm pretty, yeah, everybody else is.
I also noticed too, the ones that really don't stay in the mix last longer. Like,
yeah.
For example, like Tamara and Eddie don't really try to be in the business too much. I would say happy Eddie gonna be with Wendy for a while because he ain't trying to be in the mix too much. Greg, rest in peace, Greg. If Greg was still alive, Greg would still be with NeNe. He would still be with NeNe. Yes. The ones that try to be in the mix and shit.
Peter,
Mauricio, fucking PK, Joe Rogan.
I don't like PK and Dorit's relationship bothers me. That just it just doesn't seem. I don't know. It just there's just something.
PK only bothers me because Dorit bothers me.
Yeah,
but I can't stand when Dorit comes on the scene. What'd you say?
I low-key love when he reads her, though.
When PK reads her.
I love that, too.
Yes.
I like when they get each other on each other's nerves. But, like, there's just... But then there's just, like, some... But then there's just some things where, like, the wife would just be terrible. Like, Vicky Gunvalson was terrible to Don. And Don did, like...
Don was such an OG.
Don was an OG. And really cared for them. And there's a lot of stuff that pisses me off about Vicky, CancerGate being the biggest, but the way she treated Don when you go back and watch, like I'm going back and watching Orange County because I just like it. Also a couple that's been together is Heather Dubrow and Terry. They've been together for quite a while. Yeah. So I don't know.
Are we still talking about Potomac?
Yeah,
we went down the circle.
You sure? It's okay. We're gonna wrap it on up. But all in all, what did y'all feel about the finale of Potomac?
It was.
I'm glad because you know what? This season was so trash that it could have been series finale. I've been like, okay.
Oof.
That's how bad this season was.
It made up for a bad season.
But honestly, we'll see what happens.
Austin could have been one episode.
Thank you. They were there too long.
I thought they were there for like 6 weeks. I was like, God damn.
It's because they messed up all the time with us because we had a week off because of the Super Bowl. We had a week off because of whatever else the other thing was. And Christmas, then
in the New Year's.
Yes. So it messed up it. So it prolonged everything, elongated, made it seem it's long.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Oh no, sorry, go ahead.
Well, Clifton, when you spoke about the New York promo. that came out, which was cute. I mean, good to see them back. I wanted to know, with Housewives, are you like me who enjoy older bitches? Or are you trying to see these new fresh 30s and fresh 40s? I like old bitches.
I like it because I feel like a lot of the young girls are trying. And there's a lot of well, granted, the Keeping Up with the Joneses is also the old bitches too, but a lot of like the younger girls are really like trying to make Cupid Zirconia look like the best diamond ever, in a sense of like they're faking it to make it, and it's very apparent. Mm-hmm. Whereas the older ones, they know how to fake it a little bit better to make it. If you get what I'm saying.
The old girls know how to finesse for the most part. And that's what I like. I feel like the new girls, I do like fresh faces, fresh people, you know.
Yeah.
However, you know, I feel like sometimes it's a little bit like loving hip hop ish. You know, these 25-year-olds that I've never heard of you and you think I've heard of you, but I've never in my life heard of you. Okay. And acting like you're doing something, but you got what? $1 million? Okay, $1 million is equivalent to like $15 now. So,
yeah.
Now, what about it? Who cares?
I think the thing that I do miss, well, granted, like people say, oh, I miss the glamour of Housewives. And I was like, no shade, Orange County was not that glamorous when it first came out.
No.
Orange County was very plain Jane white woman. We didn't really.
I think Beverly Hills kicked them up.
Yeah, Beverly Hills is what kicked them up. Cause like New York, there's like a different type of glamour of like Hollywood glamour and New York Hamptons glamour. And then there's like the Bougetto of Atlanta glamour. And then there's the beach, South Beach, Miami. Like Miami really, if you want, I would say out of the current seasons, Miami really has been showing the glamour. Yeah, because everyone else is kind of just there. And I love Potomac Down. Potomac and glamour don't belong in the same sentence, Giselle. What's your favorite line from Potomac, Brian?
This was probably the best the pinnacle of this entire season, because Cliff and I quote it all the time. Mia, that's not your mama, is it? When she said that, when that bird came in, I about fell off the couch. And when Cliff was in Florida, in January, every corner we would turn. That's not your mama, is it?
every bird that we would see.
Every bird we would mama. See, every time someone's mama, every time someone would walk past us, like we'd be sitting down eating, someone would just walk past us and randomly in the middle of a conversation. That's not your mama, is it?
Well, thank you so much for keeping Big Bird safe while it went to visit.
Yeah.
Gotta be a bodyguard. It is Florida.
Girl. Yeah. Because we did get called. We did get called. What did we get called by that car?
We got called queer, which wasn't that bad of an insult.
Oh, nice. I would have
yeah,
said.
Okay. Queer was part of the, yeah. It was like, yeah. So yeah. Nice of you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, on that note, thank you so much for coming on our show this week, Brian.
Thank you.
Yes, because it is 9:16, so that means that Cowboy Carter is available. So I'm about to get lost in this album.
Black Smack and Loaded.
Oh, mine's already downloaded too.
Look at that.
Mine's somewhere sitting there. Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week with more Talks of Potomac and whatever these bitches.
This ain't Texas.
Whatever these, this ain't Texas and this ain't Phaedra. Whatever these bitches get into in these streets. So thank y'all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, you know, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
We still ain't talking about that bitch. Larsa,
Marcus, oh, go God to hell. Damn it. Shit. Yeah. Go ahead. We can talk about Larsa.
If be please don't get back together. If you do get back together, I don't want to hear about it because I'm sick of y'all. Y'all are full of trash. Okay, you Marcus said that she's using him for clout. He doesn't have clout. His father has a clout.
It's your father. She wants okay. your father's money.
Yeah.
Okay. And everything about you, Marcus.
Anne-Marie, tell your husband to log off. We didn't need all that. What he said, you're opening up. What he said, let me read his shit that he said.
Panderers.
He said, you're opening Panderer's box. I was like,
who's Panderer?
He didn't spell a damn thing right up in there. Okay.
Vic, who is
it's
that?
It. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. He says, look at these bullshitters opening up Panderer's box. Crystal knows damn well my wife is not a Trump supporter, but even if she was, who the hell are you to politically police her? Crystal also knows her virtue signaling ass shouldn't be saying the word nigga in videos, a word I don't even use. I don't believe that. But she has. Worse, she doubles down on dumb by implying to my wife who she has to vote for since she's black. Hashtag Crystal Biden. And Garcielle, not Garcelle, Garcielle. Puts the con and confused, acts pro-black but stays hating on black women in a desperate attempt to stay quote-unquote fancy on a show with no blacks. Let's be real, my wife wasn't good on Housewives. Personally, I'm glad she's off the show. She was a horrible fit. We all saw it, and it was obvious why. It's impossible to truly know how fake you have to be to actually be a real housewife. That's all.
Not him dogging his wife. And his wife catches strays. I mean, he did say that the bitch was an 8.5. So
I feel like she's more like a 5.5 because that was 8.5 don't get no marks like that. 8.5 don't get no marks like that.
That's not being a well like respected couple at all to be like, yes, yeah, I know why you got rid of my wife because she's pretty terrible. Like that's pretty much what he said. Wow. I mean, it was a horrible miscast, but damn.
The only thing that would have been nice if she were to stay on is I like seeing her house. She has a nice house.
Okay. Yeah.
Otherwise. Otherwise, I don't care.
Her kids look cute.
I don't care about house. Children.
But
I can't stand people's children.
Well, let's not get him started about the kids. We'll be on this shit all night.
I'm not trying to see nobody's children. This is not real children of Bethesda, okay?
Bethesda.
It ain't. I don't want to see it.
I don't care about the kids. I only care about the drama with the women.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
I mean, it's bad enough that in a month, basically, by May, I'm going to have to see the husbands in Jersey and deal with their stupid-ass wives, okay? The drunk ass red husbands. My TV was no colorblind on TV again. We see all red and brown.
Louis was so red. I thought my settings was fucked up on my TV.
What's red?
Remember back in the day, you could really like play with the contrast on older TVs.
Yeah.
On these newer TVs, I can't even find it like that. I feel like my contrast is just toe well every time it's a Jersey season. I'm like, I don't know what these people look like.
Dolores be looking African American.
Jersey.
Looks like a Slim Jim.
Jersey needs a shake up. Oh my gosh.
Talk about a shake up. Please change that cast. Okay. I know they brought on the nose time. And what's the nose and Danielle? What's the nose's name?
Fuda. The Fuda.
Oh, Fuda. Okay. Oh, Fuda and Danielle. Fuda. But I still got to see the same argument between Margaret and what's her name and Jennifer. Okay.
Yeah.
Margaret and Jennifer and Teresa and Melissa.
Melissa, that's all it's been for over 10 years now. It's like, good Lord, guys.
You know what gap would be? Get rid of all the older women. Keep Fuda Gouda and Danielle. I know this will never happen, but I'm just, if we could signal this out there.
Yeah.
Come on, Snooki. You're mature now. Come on.
Oh, I want to see Rene Graziano and Drita from Mob Wives if I want to see
it. If you want that, Rene Graziano, Drita, Snooki,
Victoria Gotti.
Victoria Gotti and the Fuda, bitch.
That would be great.
That would be good TV right
I'll
there.
Go back. Yeah, I'll go back and watch Mob Wives before I'll ever watch. Oh, and JWoww too. JWoww can come on if she wants.
JWoww.
Renee, though, they add Renee on. If they add Renee on, Bravo really will never live down the allegation of them cocaine nights with, okay? Because she's... fucking weird.
I miss
Big she is. She is the snorter.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love that.
Could you imagine Jennifer Aiden and motherfucking Drita? Drita would snatch Jennifer Aiden so far across that table.
That would be great.
I would love that.
And Cliff, what were we talking about?
Teresa would be like on her best behavior because Teresa would know.
Yeah. Cliff, what were we talking about last week of if we taking the basketball wives and putting them in there? Because we were saying, imagine Tammy Roman in a room with NeNe Leakes.
That would get along.
Yeah. But I just would like to see the dynamic. Because Tammy Roman should be a real housewife.
He says, Brian says that Shawnee O'Neal would be good on Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I think Shawnee would be great.
No!
No. I just think she'd be great. We were splitting them up though. We said Jennifer for New York, Shawnee, Beverly Hills, Tammy, Atlanta, Evelyn
Miami,
and Miami.
Jennifer in New York.
Yeah, we just threw our city. I don't know.
I could say Jennifer in Utah. Jennifer Utah. And them blue contacts and go to Utah with them hoes, okay?
Evelyn would do great with Miami. I think Evelyn would be a good choice for that.
Evelyn against Larsa would be good TV.
Yeah. But I think Shawnee would. I mean, I'm not like the biggest
Shawnee fan. Shawnee's saved and sanctified now, so we ain't seen
Shawnee. Where'd you put Jacqueline? Where'd you put Jacqueline at?
Well, oh, Jackie Marie Christie. Oh, bitch. Could you imagine Jackie Marie Christie on Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
I would love it. I would love it. I would love it. Okay.
I would love that too.
Could you imagine she'd be like, so why are we lying, Kyle? Why are we lying, Kyle? You need a moment? You need a moment?
I wanna see her do the stampede like on Doreet, okay?
Oh my God. And the gag is, I feel, you know who I feel like? I know Rasan's gonna give me a look, but I feel like her and Erica Jane will be fucking thick as thieves.
Who would be?
And Erica Jane would have Jackie Christie on stage.
Oh. I don't know.
I feel like Erica Jane's low-key kind of hood when the cameras are off. I feel like she kind of hood. She is from Georgia. She is from Atlanta. So I feel like when the cameras are down. I feel like Erica Jane's with the shits. I feel like she you know, tries to keep a little sha-sha for TV. But if Jackie Christie gave Erica Jane some cognac, girl. And then that's, I know Jackie girl. Jackie would be telling Garcelle, don't let these white bitches get you fucked up now.
Give Erica some cognac. Okay.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious.
I love seeing drunk Erica, period. So any type of alcohol. As long as she could do Merces in the Purse again, I'll totally be fine with that.
On that note, we will be back next week. I'm glad you brought those things up because I forgot about the shit with 8.5 husband. We'll see y'all next week for another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. I'm off to go listen to Cowboy Carter. Y'all be blessed. So thank you for joining us, Brian.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Period.
Thanks.
Bye.